This is Sound and Vision. My name is Rachel Stevens, and this is our segment, Living Singles. It's a series where we talk to a KXP staff member about three songs they're super into right now. And today, we have Sound and Vision's senior producer and host. That's right, Emily Fox is back.
Hi.
Emily, thank you so much for being here.
It's good to be here. And strange, because you are interviewing me instead of me interviewing other people. And I also want to thank you so much for holding down the fort and being the host and producer of the show for
five months
I was gone.
Well, something that we started while you were gone, like kind of right when you were leaving, is this Living Singles thing. And it's this way that we hear what people are into, but it's also like such a nice thing because we get to hear like what people have been doing in their life, you know, because this music always interjects with what's been going on. You've been on maternity leave, and we are breaking form a little bit in this Living Singles to go beyond just like new singles, because I wanted to hear what you've been listening to on your maternity leave. So I'm excited for you to share what music listening has been like for you as a new mom.
Yeah, so you asked me to be a part of this Living Singles, and I was like, oh, I feel so bad. I feel like I have not been listening to new music, but like music has been a big part of this journey. So like first and foremost, I just want to say how powerful music has been to me as a mom. You know, to get a little personal, for me, the first few weeks postpartum were pretty rough. Breastfeeding wasn't going well. I definitely went through like 6 weeks of like postpartum blues, which we'll kind of get into later. And I remember like texting back and forth with a friend of like, is it worth it? Like, should I keep trying to see all these like lactation consultants because breastfeeding isn't working? And she's like, absolutely. And I was like, well, how long did it take you for breastfeeding to work for you? And she's like, 3 months. And I was like, 3 months? Like, like if I work on this for 3 months, then like a month or two later, I go back to work. Like, what's the point? And my friend's like, trust me, you gotta nail breastfeeding, because it's like the only thing, like as a mom, it's like my superpower to like soothe my child. And I was like, oh, damn. But it didn't end up working. It failed. And but I found that my superpower as a mom was music. Like, there was a point when my daughter started smiling and interacting more, and there was like this week when I started singing to her, and it was just like magic. Like, she'd be upset, I would sing to her, she'd calm down, or she'd be like kind of mellow and I'd sing to her and she'd like start like oohing and aahing and like cheering. Like, there's this one moment when I was singing that song from Little Mermaid, Part of Your World. Ooh. And I'm singing the songs, and after like every verse, she's like, yeah, yeah, oh, woohoo! And like, hold on, I think I have like, this isn't the actual moment of like that beautiful moment where she like cheered after every verse, but I do have a recording of me, of our interaction.
Please, let me hear it.
Part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? Yeah. What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand?
Oh my goodness, she's losing her mind with excitement.
I know, so there was like this moment where it's just like singing was like the coolest thing for her. And then like I would sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow to her to like calm her down. Like, there was this moment where she was just like so fussy. And I like grabbed her and I started singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and she just like melted and was like cooing like after every verse. And so now when I put her down to sleep, that's a song that I sing twice. And like by the end of the second rotation, she's like done. And so I feel like music is my superpower.
If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
I want to hear what you've been listening to this last 5 months. What song do you want to start with?
So again, to preface, like, I feel like so much of this past few months has been like kid songs or like Disney songs, that kind of stuff. But I have been listening to stuff outside of that. And I'll start by talking about Odessa's album. They dropped it in July. My daughter was born in July. You know, we've been playing their music a ton on KEXP. Their album dropped, I believe, a week after my daughter was born. And I remember just like playing that that album nonstop in the house. And, you know, it's like July. I feel like summer took a while to start here in the Seattle yeah, area. Like, it wasn't until, like, the weekend she was born, the sun came out and then didn't leave basically until, like, last week. And so, but that first week that she was born, you know, you're just, like, stuck inside. Like, you're stuck inside because you're constantly feeding your child, like, every 2 hours around the clock. And I was trying to figure out breastfeeding. Like I said, I was going through a little bit of like postpartum blues, and I was just listening to this album by Odessa and was like, oh my gosh, this is like the bright light right now in what is just, you know, I was exhausted because you're not sleeping. And I was, you know, again, stuck inside in the most beautiful month of the year. And, you know, there's this moment where like the light is like shining through my window and I'm like playing this album. And I was like, thank you, Odessa, for releasing this album when you did. So the song that really I held on to after that album was released was the song Wide Awake.
This whole album is gorgeous and just feels like such a soothing album, really, to have during this time of your life. So I'm so glad. It does feel like a gift. What a cool thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet. Well, what song do you want to share with us next?
Okay, so this next one was also within like the first week or two of my daughter being born. This is called Still Love You. It's by the UK producer called Vanilla. And this was just like a part of like one of those like, you know, chill hop or whatever playlists that my husband was playing constantly that week. And there was this one song called Still Love You. There's a sample in there by a singer from the 70s known as Margie Joseph. And it just kind of sounds like this Motown vibe. And, you know, the chorus is I Still Love You. And they just kind of, it's sung on repeat. And again, this was at a time where I was dealing with like postpartum blues. Like for me in the summer, like usually me and my partner, my husband, like we're always like adventuring. Like every weekend we are paddling across the Puget Sound to an island.
You were very adventurous, yes.
Yeah, or we're like back, you know, not backpacking, we're hiking, we're, you know, we do a lot. And like when our child was born, I was like, oh, we can't do this for a long time.
At least not together, yeah.
Yeah, not together. And so I was just like, there was a moment where I was just like, oh my gosh, like my life has totally changed and I already miss the life that I had. I don't feel like that now, but at the time I did. And this song came on and there's just like, it's just, it gives you a warm feeling, but also the chorus of like, I still love you. Like, yes, I just gave birth to this daughter and I gave up, you know, this life that I miss already, but yeah. You know what? I still love you. Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy when you hear it?
Yes, it makes me feel a little bit free too, because I also want you to know, I hope you know you're not alone in feeling like you gave up a lot for your kid. Like, we have to constantly reinvent ourselves as parents, and I was just talking to a mom friend today being like, am I still cool? Am I still this? Am I still, you know, like, do people still want to hang out with me, or am I just a shell of somebody that I used to be, you know?
Aww.
And but that's just like what it is to be a parent. Like, your body changes so much. You're, you know, like things just change. And so this feels like that. I just picture you out like on like hiking on the mountains and listening to this song and feeling free, but also just still having so much love for your daughter.
Yeah, and I have to say, like, those first few weeks were definitely tough mentally and emotionally, but again, there's like this period where your kids start smiling, they start giggling, you start like getting like really intense eye contact, like they know that you're that you are each other's person. Mm-hmm. And now it took about like month three or four where it's like, oh, I don't feel like this like milkmaid caregiver person. Like I feel like a mom. And I was just, I tell both my daughter and my husband, I'm like, having this family unit that you created and like seeing this child like evolve every single day and just seeing the joy come from them and the joy that you are creating for them. Like it just, you have this like fulfillment that is so much different, but it's so deep. And so like, I also want to say like, postpartum blues, it happened, but we are over the hump and life feels so good and it feels so enjoyable to be a mom. And again, I'm so thankful that I got to take as much time off that I did. And thank you again, Rachel, for making that happen.
Sweet. Well, one more song to share with us during your time away that you played on repeat. What do you have for us?
Yeah, so this is kind of like the end of the story. So, you know, postpartum blues again is over. I'm feeling like super thankful for this new family that I've created. And so a few weeks ago, my husband like wanted to play like cello music for Madrona. Mm-hmm. Like he's like, I think she just needs like simple cello music. And then this one song like ended up in the playlist that was like so outside of like what we had been listening to. It was like kind of like this electronic song. There is some cello in it, but it's called Letting Go. It's by Ben Soli, but it's a remix by Thomas Jack.
And when did this song come out?
So this song came out 6 years ago. So this is not new. It's new to me. But,
yeah, which is fine. And also the Vanilla song came out 3 years ago.
Yeah, so this is not super new, hot
That's
singles.
Okay. We're breaking form on this, yeah.
So, yeah, we're breaking form, sorry. So this song came out a little bit ago. But when it started playing, like, it's now, like, our dance break. Like, this song comes on, I grab Madrona, I kind of bounce her in my arms, and we dance around the kitchen, we dance around the house. And this is kind of, you know, for this, I guess, postpartum story, like, tie it up with a bow, like, things are all good, everyone's happy, and this is a song that like brings us all joy.
It's a long, hard road through a rough edge lane to the softest part of the main, and it's lined with stones tangled in regrets that are just too hard to forget.
This is beautiful. I really like this. And I love that it's also called Letting Go, you know, to get poetic. And of course, you being you brought like a full-on story to Living Singles. But the last chapter being titled Letting Go is pretty great.
Oh, I heard that mom in you, the slip, let it go.
Oh, seriously.
I still haven't seen Frozen.
Good. Don't. It doesn't exist. Pretend like it doesn't exist, because once it does, they've put something in that movie that completely just wipes the rest of your child's brain, and then it's only Let It Go. It's only Frozen for the rest of eternity.
Yeah.
Like, oh. But yeah, Let It Go. But the Letting Go, that feels right as well.
Let it go. Let it go.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for doing this and agreeing to come on as a guest for this. You'll be hosting next week's Living Singles and hosting the whole Sound and Vision next week.
Ah, yes, we are kind of like slowly transitioning where I go from guest to host, and you'll also be doing stuff as well. So we're
going to,
Rachel's still on Sound and Vision through the end of the year. And then I'm so sad to see you go, but you will still contribute to the show. Again, thank you so much for all of the work that you have done for Sound and Vision. It's been a joy to listen. And thank you so much for taking care of this show while I've been gone.
Of course. Honestly, my pleasure. Thanks so much, Emily. Thanks for being here, and thanks for being back.
My pleasure.